Bibles and turn to one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 100. Psalm 100, it's a psalm that we see a lot during the time of Thanksgiving. It uses the word Thanksgiving, so I think we think it's one of the best Thanksgiving psalms, and it actually is. And today I really want to take some time and give testimony. And not necessarily my testimony, but more of a testimony of what God has done through his people here at East, here and around the world. And just to give you an update on a lot of things that are happening. So really what's kind of going on today is kind of a ministry update Sunday. We're in between Nehemiah and our Christmas series. And I thought it was a good time to have Scott share about the Gideons. If you would give to that, I would appreciate that. It's a worthy cause. We give some through our missions budget to the Gideons. But the more Bibles we can get out in the world, I think it'll make it a better place. And if you've ever read one of those in the hotel room and they don't even mind if you steal them. I just think it's kind of weird if you steal a Bible, you know. So if you've stolen one in the past, you know, give at least $5 to replace the one that you stole. And we would appreciate that on the way out. But Psalm 100, it's really a very quick walk through this passage. I'm going to read the whole psalm and then I'm going to walk through. It's just five verses. And I think it tells us a lot about God. And it tells us what our response should be. Psalm 100, beginning in verse 1. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. We ought to praise the Lord. And I don't know what that looks like for you, but I'm pretty sure it's something different than this. And if that's your stance when we're singing, I don't know if you're mad, I don't know if you're sad, I don't know if you're just tired, but I'm telling you, we ought to have something on our face at least that tells those around us that God is good. Amen. And he is worthy of our praise. We ought to rejoice in him. We ought to give him thanks, not just the fourth Thursday in November, but every day that he gives us breath. If we're not dead, he's not done, and greater things are yet to come. I want us to see several reasons. I've got six reasons why we should give thanks to the Lord for who he is and what he has done. Oh my goodness, 6 points. Hey, there's six in the next section too, but you'll see in a minute. It's going to go quick. First of all, we ought to give him thanks because he is God. Verse 3, know that the Lord, he is God. I have to remind myself sometimes he's God and I'm not. I'll just remind you, he's God and you're not. He's God. I don't understand why some things happen. A lot of things still don't make sense to me. I've been in ministry this year, 30 years, Marks, I've been in ministry. I was 18 when I started in ministry. That church had no sense hiring me to do anything, but praise the Lord. I started when I was 18. I'm glad most of those sermons have been destroyed and they're none on the internet. Amen. But he's God. He is God. That should settle it right there. Why should we give him thanks? Why should we praise him? Because he is God. But not only is he God, he's our creator. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. He is God. He is our creator. He is our caregiver. We should worship him for those three reasons. But here's three more. Look at verse 5. For the Lord is good. He is loving. His steadfast love endures forever, and he is faithful, and his faithfulness to all generations. Some of you have gone through things in the last few months, last couple years, that are terribly tough. Can I remind you that he is good, he is loving, and he is faithful. We can trust him. We should worship him. We should give thanks to him because he is God. He is our creator. He is our caregiver. He is good. He is loving. And he is faithful. 6 points. That quick. Y'all good? Y'all ready? Y'all with me? What should our response be? In light of who God is and what God has done, what should our response be? Well, verse 1 says it like this. We should make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Our lives should be a shout to Him on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights, but every other day that ends with Y, we should give praise to the Lord. Amen. Just in case you don't know, that's all of them. All right, y'all good? He deserves our praise, not just when we gather in here. And to make a joyful noise, I'm telling you, if you don't get to do it but one time, you ought to go with our youth to YEC, and they will show you how you can worship Jesus and not be ashamed. Y'all all right? I'm a little ashamed of y'all not showing me what you showed me all week, but that's all right. We're going to give you a chance. Matt and K-Mac, y'all need to get together, get a song list. I want our youth and K-Mac to do the Grave Buster up in a service one day before the end of next year. And if you don't like it, you'll get over it. And some of y'all actually get happy for the first time in your life. Make a joyful noise. It ought to be loud sometimes. In Nehemiah 13, it said they heard it in the next town over. They heard it a long ways off. There ought to be some things that happen in here. They hear about it in Anacoka before we get to lunch. I know that's closer to the one for y'all than it is for some other churches, but praise the Lord. Well, not for y'all. Y'all come to the early service. Y'all get to lunch early. Make a joyful noise. Serve with gladness. Look at verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Enter His gates. Verse 4. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. Why? Because He is God. He is our creator. He's our caregiver. He is good. He is loving. He is faithful. We ought to make a joyful noise. I know for some of y'all that's an awful racket, but it ought to be a joyful noise. Even an awful racket can be a joyful noise when it's done for Jesus. We need to serve with gladness. We ought to give with gladness. We ought to serve with gladness. We ought to come into His presence with singing. We ought to enter His gates with thanksgiving. We ought to praise Him. We ought to give thanks. When? All the time. Even in our suffering, we can give thanks. Even in death of loved ones, we should give thanks. Why? Because of the gospel. By the time we have our first service back over there, there will be at least 25 that have gone on to heaven. My wife will tell you that a lot of my emotion I share when we lose folks that we care about as part of the family of God, and I do that in private because I have a task to accomplish. I'm not saying that you should never cry in the pulpit. I'm just saying I need to be a source that gives the hope of the gospel. I need to reflect that we believe that death is not the end, that because of the gospel we have hope. But I'll tell you, at the end of Brother Clyde Price's funeral last Friday, Saturday, I can't remember what day it was. I was there. I just wept. Because when we get back over there, there's going to be some people missing in some spots that they set all the time. But I can give thanks and I can give praise, and even through the times when I do it through my tears, I can have hope and joy and peace because of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I have a great confidence as I walk through each and every one of those names that I have not lost any of them. Their families have not lost any of them, because when you lose something, you don't know where it is, but we know where they are. And we grieve the separation. I'm going to grieve the greeting on Sunday morning, the handshake, the hug, the question about me and my family and my learning about them and hearing what was going on. I'm going to grieve that. I'm going to miss that. Not near as much as their family and their spouses and their loved ones are going to miss being able to just pick up the phone or to drop by the house. But it's not permanent. It's temporary. And we can give thanks. Why? Because Jesus rose from the grave, and those in Christ will rise as well. And even better news is they're not waiting. They're in His presence now. And you ought to grieve. And you ought to weep. ought to cry. And we ought to miss them. But we ought to rejoice and give God praise through our tears. Because could you imagine trying to walk through this season we've walked through without Jesus? Without the hope of the gospel? We should give thanks. He is God, and we are not. We should make a joyful noise. You ought to sing. When it's time to sing, you ought to sing. Preacher, it sounds bad. Jesus will think it sounds good. He can change it. Now, if you can't sing well, you ought not to be the loudest singer, but you ought to sing. You don't necessarily need a microphone, but you ought to sing. We ought to give thanks. Let me give you some other reasons to give thanks. I just want to share with you what God's done in our midst in this last year. One of the stats is from 2020, because we're not done with 2021 yet, but I want to just share with you an update of all that happens in our ministries here. Last year, in the church calendar year, it goes from, I think it's August 1 to July 31st, or September 1 to August 30th, something like that, somewhere in there. But we baptized, and in the crazy year 2020, 2021, we baptized 50 individuals, amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We had 78 others that joined our church fellowship. We added a total of 128 new church members in the last calendar year. 128 in one of the craziest year of my 30 years of ministry. God's still moving. That's even without a worship center. Praise the Lord. Amen. Y'all right? That's using a horse trough for a Baptist. You know what? That's a nice temporary baptistry. God is still moving. Don't miss the fact that even with all that's going on, our God is still God. And he still saves people. He's worthy of our praise. 2020, the January 1 to December 31st of 2020, was the strongest yearly undesignated giving in the 75 history of East Leesville Baptist Church. In one of the craziest years. Some of y'all tithe on your stimulus checks. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's good. And that's great. We give God the glory. And 2021 is shaping up to be even greater than that. God's taking care of his people. Every weekend, when children go home from schools across our parish, over 100 of them receive food that otherwise they may have nothing to eat through our Beyond Our Walls ministry. Every single weekend that school is in session, little children that would not have anything to eat are given food. And our big give, dozens of families are ministered to at the beginning of the school year and then throughout the year that need uniforms and supplies and things for school. And you support that through your giving. Every week, I don't know how many people are ministered to in our community through our Helping Hand ministry that's done through our association. And Rhonda Mann is our director of that. Many of you volunteer there. Hundreds of lives, probably thousands of lives in a year, touched for the gospel. Every week, people go in. I about fell backwards. Y'all see that? Praise the Lord. About had me a spell, I guess. I don't know. God is moving. Listen, I beg you to work in the children's area because we always need more children's workers. But if you're looking for a place to plug in, these ministries are great places for you to plug in, not on a Sunday, not on a Wednesday, but any day of the week, they could use help. If you want to help at Helping Hands, I promise you, you go see Rhonda Mann. Raise your hand, Rhonda. If you don't know Rhonda, go see her. She'll have you signed up before you leave the building. Christy Heyman is over our Beyond Our Walls. Monica Mason helps a lot with our big give. If you want to help with these, just see them. We're serving our community in great ways, but it goes well beyond our community. I want to share with you our mission projects that we work with. Outfitter Church in Bar None, Wyoming. There's going to be some pictures that pop up on the screen, I believe, of these families. This is Tyler and Ashley Martin, and that's Ava and Michael and Annie. They planted a church out in Wyoming back in right at 2018. They are growing. It's a healthy church. It's thriving. They gave us some things they're thankful for. They're seeing their members lead their friends to Christ. They had one member that led two of his co-workers to Christ. One member led his two little brothers to Christ. One member led his best friend to Christ after 10 months of praying for his best friend. He's allowing them to appoint another elder, another pastor in the church. I had a family from Texas, friends of Tyler and Ashley's, that quit their job, moved to Wyoming, and are now serving in the church plant with them. You don't know how much of encouragement it is for a pastor to have other pastors around them to work together and not to be by themselves. I thank God for our pastors, for Jason and Joy and K-Mac and Matt and all of our other staff that serve alongside together. In their men's event in October, they saw over 20 men pray to receive Christ, and they're still continuing to reach out to those. Tyler and Ashley Martin, this is in Bar None. It's right outside of Casper. This is one of your church plants. We have a team that goes every year in early October to help with that Beast Feast. We'll see some nice country, knock on a few doors, invite some folks to church, tell people about Jesus, and then have a nice meal and a men's event. We would invite you to come and join that trip. We have a trip scheduled in early October. That's on the magnet you got. Every one of our mission trips, as long as Omicron or whatever it is doesn't mess anything up, we're going somewhere next year to share Jesus. Cross Family Church in Parker, Colorado, Tim and Sharon Wheelis. Cross Family Church is just right outside of Denver. These two areas could not be any different. Bar None is just, I'm talking about blue collar, bedroom community of Casper. I'm talking about just cowboy Wyoming. Parker is Colorado, and Tim's he's a man's man. He's a former Georgia state trooper. God called to preach and ministry, and now they're planting a church in Parker. But this is probably one of the richest neighborhoods in America. And they desperately need Jesus because their God is their comfort and their money. Parker Cross Church is growing. They had over 1,300 one-on-one gospel presentations last year and saw 11 people saved. They just purchased the land for their future building. They closed on the deal November the 11th. East gave a substantial gift towards that purchase through our 111 mission, and we'll take a team out there. And the Bar None trip, the Wyoming trip, that's kind of an entry-level trip. The Parker trip, that's a doozy. No wimps need apply. You're going to do some work, and most of it's going to be sharing the gospel. You're going to knock on doors. Joy, I'm not really recruiting well for that trip for you, but maybe God will raise up the folks that are supposed to go, amen? And so pray for Tim and Sharon. Their children are Evie and Dash and Hudson and Margaret, just the family that we love dearly. Tim was one of my students at Southwestern. Tyler was one of my students at Southwestern as well. New Life Church, Hall Summit, Louisiana. This is Colin and Gina Wimberly. Hall Summit is just that's a small place in Louisiana. No real church work there, but they are beginning to see God move. Thankful for the people of God has added to their fellowship. God's added souls to the kingdom. I want you to pray for Colin. Colin near about died from COVID. He battled for about 5 or 6 weeks in and out of the hospital. We helped fill their pulpit. Joey went up there a time or two. Others that preach in our church went up there. We have 2 one-day trips. This is a day trip. We're doing a football camp and something else. What else are we doing? Where's Joey's in his class? He's teaching. But it's on the magnet there. I pray you'll be involved in that. Colin was Joey's pastor when he was growing up, and now he's planting a church there in Hall Summit, Louisiana. Redemption Hill Church, Fort Worth, Texas. Brad and Sydney Holcomb. And their youngins there are Haddon and Everett and Townsend. Brad was who I was going to try to get if I couldn't have got Jason and Joy. Brad was a guy I really wanted to hire. I mentored Brad for about a 2-year period. We'd go eat breakfast at the original Pancake House in Fort Worth. You want good pancakes? Come on now. I'm just saying. That's extra. That's free. All right? But Brad and Sydney are planning a church there. It's Redemption Hill Church in Fort Worth, Texas. We're going to go out and help them sometime in April. God's growing that church quickly. They had over 400 people come from the community to their fall fest. They had 62 that requested more information. They baptized some folks, and God is growing that church. M&E in Germany. Most of y'all know who this is. I'm not gonna say their name. Well, I guess I am going to say their name. That's all right. We don't need to talk too much about them because they're in Germany, but we don't know where they might end up. But God is saving people through them. They are thankful for the support of East through the cooperative program and the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. That's what this is for, the envelope and the brochure. December is when we receive our Lottie Moon Christmas offering. Our Lottie Moon Christmas offering, if you've not been Southern Baptist alone, this is one of the best things we do. This supports over 3,000 missionaries in 120-plus countries. 40,000-plus Southern Baptist churches that give over $45 million together to support these missionaries through the month of December. Every dollar that's given to One World, One Mission, our missions given platform, the way we give to missions, the way we give through is our One World, One Mission. Everything in December goes to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. So I encourage you, at some time in December, read through this prayer guide, take your envelope with you, make a gift, a special gift to Lottie Moon Christmas offering. That's what pays Matt and Erica's salary. We don't send them money otherwise because they are supported by our cooperative efforts as 40,000 plus Southern Baptist churches. They've had new believers from restricted countries that God has saved through his powerful word. People that left countries that you could probably guess what the countries are and went to Germany are coming to Christ. And many of them, these new believers, are winning their family to Christ that are still in countries that end with Stan. Coming to Jesus. Declaring it publicly with the threat of their life. They've started a new church, and the new church has led five individuals in restricted countries to Christ, are now beginning to share the gospels with others. We're going to have a small team that goes to Germany next year in July, and so if you're interested in that trip, see Joey. Anthony and Mackenzie Wilson in Italy. You may know them as the daughter and son-in-law of K-Mac and B-Mac. They're finally able to do some ministry. They went to Italy right when everything shut down. They had a tough start in the ministry there, but they're getting many opportunities to share the gospel. They're with Cadence, which ministers mainly to our military families around our bases there in Italy, but also in the community. And they give praise for a new baby girl that's coming in February. So we might not see K-Mac and B-Mac sometime in February, I reckon. But anyway, that's all right. They're thankful for the support and the care and the prayers from East we give to them through our One World, One Mission offering. Daniel and Natalie Abercrombie serve our missionaries in Haiti. Pray for the Abercrombies. Right now, things are kind of in flux. They're safe, but their ministry is kind of on hold because Haiti, if you've followed anything in the news, Haiti is just kind of, it's out there right now. There's no real control. The gangs have taken over most of the areas in Haiti. I'll try to give you more update on them in the weeks ahead, but I can tell you they're safe, but their ministry is on hold there in Haiti, so continue to pray for them. This is one of our ministries that we support through One World, One Mission. Richard and Jane Daka from Zambia. This is a ministry that we support. This is a friend of Joey's that he's met, and I've met Richard a time or two when he came stateside when I was serving in Fort Worth. Their children, Micah, Red, and David, they run an orphanage there in Zambia that has 24 children. We have been supporting them monthly through the last year and a half. A lot of the money that we raised and that people gave for our mission trip that was supposed to go there in 2020, we gave to them to support them through a tough season. And our Vacation Bible School offering was sent to them, and it bought books for their library there. The children are doing well. Children are coming to Christ. Jane and Richard are thankful for their new baby born in May. They have a church there that has seen people saved and baptized. God's continued to save people, been baptized and being discipled. There's a growing Bible school attendance, over 100 children now in the church's Bible study. They've got new home Bible studies that have come out of COVID with potential places for church plant. So they went into some home Bible studies, and some of them are in other villages, and so some of them are going to turn into actual church plants. God's using COVID and all that mess to plant new churches. And they have a 3-year-old church plant that continues to grow. These are all your works. These are all what God is doing through the ministry here at East. Not just here in Leesville. There's a lot of great things that happen here in Vernon Parish. In that magnet, on that magnet are the dates of every mission trip we have planned next year. I pray that you and your family would pray and at least try to attend at least one of these. Some of them are an hour and a half away. One of them is 5 hours away. Those will be quick trips. One's a weekend, two are one-day trips. The Casper trip, I'm telling you, it's one of the easiest mission trips. The hardest part's getting there because you got to make two stops to get from Alexandria to Casper. But once you get there, it's a beautiful country, and you have opportunity to share Jesus. Denver is, I played it off. We've kind of softened it a little bit from what it was. We thought, hey man, our people actually need to sleep occasionally. We know you want to use them as much as you want to and can, but. That's a great trip. And then Zambia, Italy. That's mainly going to be K-Mac and B-Mac's trip, all right? But we do need, we're going to send some folks with them. And then the Germany trip will be a small trip. But the Zambia trip, there'll be room for several on that. And I want you to pray about where God would have you to go. okay? In December, I want you to pray about what God would have you to give to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. If you have questions about any of these ministries, listen, we give about $80,000 to $85,000 a year to help support these ministries here locally and around the world. You give $80,000 to $85,000 a year to help support these ministries. In January, we normally do our pledge, our commitment to One World Mission in November. We're moving all of those types of things to January next year. You'll get some information. We'll talk more about it in January, but I want you to pray about what God would have you to give above and beyond your tithe to continue supporting all these works. Thousands of people hearing the gospel, hundreds of people being saved as an extension of what God's doing here at East. Literally, thousands of people hearing the gospel, hundreds of people being saved even beyond our walls. And I pray, if you're not already involved in one of these ministries in some real way, I'll pray you'd ask the Lord to show you which one He'd have you to be a supporter of. Amen? Give thanks to God. He is worthy of our praise. What would God have you change? In light of who He is, in light of what He's done, what would God have you change? I started thinking about the fact that we're 5 weeks away from the end of the year. You might be thinking, man, January 1, I'm going to make some changes. I'm going to start some things new. I'm going to change some things. I'm going to put away some bad things. I'm going to put on some good things. Why in the world would you wait till January 1? What could God do in the next 5 weeks if His people decide we ain't waiting? Let's see what God's up to, and let's do whatever God's told us to do. Will you pray with me? Will you pray with me? Man, I've thrown a lot of ministry at you. I've thrown a lot of words and names and pictures and testimonies. Scott asked a very important question earlier. Do you have a testimony? If somebody were to come up to you and say, hey, you know, why do you think you'll go to heaven? Do you have a testimony you can share? I tell you what it ought to include and what it ought to be mostly is I've trusted in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That's the gospel. What are you walking with Him? Is your life a reflection worthy of who He is? I'm not saying you got to be perfect because none of us are capable, but I'm saying, are you living for Jesus? Because He's worthy. He's worthy. What's God impressing on your heart to do today? Maybe God just told you need to give some money to the Gideons. That's a great response to what we've heard today. Maybe God told you need to talk to Scott about becoming a Gideon so that you can hand out Bibles. We've got some businessmen in this place. It may be that God's calling you to be a part of that organization. It's a gospel-centered, Bible-centered organization. I would strongly endorse you to do that if God leads you to do that. And he said, man, I've never shared the gospel with anybody. I want you to hear me. Because here's what you need to do if you've never shared the gospel with anybody. And I'm saying this, I pray with as much grace and charity as possible, but you need to repent. Because to not share the gospel is sin, because Jesus told us to share the gospel. So you need to repent and commit to the Lord that you desire to share the gospel. And I'm telling you, next year, there's going to be so many opportunities for you to learn how and to go and do it. There's going to be opportunities every week for about 8 months next year as we roll out our evangelism strategy. There's opportunities when you walk out this door today. Just share your story. If you don't have a story, then get a story. Give your life to Jesus and then share your story. What's your story? Does your story include trusting in Christ? Lord Jesus, there's men and women, boys and girls in a crowd this size that what I've said today may have been interesting, the places and the ministries and the pictures, but they can't really rejoice in all that you've done because you've not yet done a work in their hearts. And I pray, Lord, that you would move in their hearts, that you've already moved in their hearts. And as we respond to your word, as we respond to the testimony of who you are and what you've done, that they would come and take me by the hand or go and see another pastor, take them by the hand and just give their lives to Christ. Or Lord, we had a lot of decisions at YAC, and there's probably some teenagers that need to make public some decisions they've made to receive Christ or to follow Christ in baptism or to rededicate their lives to Christ or to surrender to a call to ministry or whatever it might be. Lord, I pray that they would be obedient to what you've told them to do. Lord, I pray all of us would give thanks and give praise to you, not just in this place, but in how we live out our lives.